Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You got to keep a lot of the same talent around. You got, I mean, Stan Van Gundy is going to have to be around. You're going to have to keep inside the NBA. That's one of the best things going in the NBA right now as far as, you know, programming. That's not a game itself. But, you know, Amazon, I mean, a lot of these guys will have to opt out of their contracts to or leave their contracts to go join Amazon if they're going to do that.
The thing that would worry me is if they raise subscription price for Amazon Prime just because they're getting NBA streaming. I could see that happening.
But I think that's pretty likely, right?
Yeah, which is basically you paying for a package, you know.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you
Now, full disclosure, I was dead wrong when I said that the draft starts at 5. It starts at 6. Starts at 6. But when it does start at 6, Jeff Calkins' Bills will be on the clock, and we'll see if it's wide receiver, Cooper John, whatever it is. But Jeff Calkins joins the show now, columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
Good. It's my fault you were wrong.
Yeah, well, but this is why you can't.
Time zones are a problem for me. You know, I have a hard time figuring out time zones. But it starts at 6, started at 7 yesterday, 6 tonight. The Bills will be on the clock. And I thought that I was going to be having a dilemma, because would I be talking to you at 5 or would I be watching the Bills pick? And instead I get my cake and eat it too, or get to eat your cake and have it too, which is the correct way to say that. Yeah. Anyway, yes, it was all my bad.
Well, but that's why I can't take anybody's word. You know, you have to go do your own research. I still have some fault in this, you know.
Yep. Trust but verify.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan once said.
All right, now, the Bills traded down twice. I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, the fact that they traded down with their conference rival, right, even though the conference rival seems to get over top of them in the playoffs.
The team beats the hell out of them all the time. It created great angst in the Bills faithful. I said yesterday that no matter what they did, I'd be okay with it. Well, that tested me. You know, that tested me. Because the last time the Bills and the Chiefs swapped first-round picks, the Bills got Tre'Davious White, and he's good. And the Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
So, you're basically saying we like our scouts better than your scouts, right? You know what I mean? Like, whoever you want here, even though it's a wide receiver and even though that's what we need, it doesn't matter because we don't think that player's that great. I honestly would not have done it just to avoid the disaster situation even if I thought Xavier Worthy was going to stink or whatever else, right? On the off chance that he didn't, you're going to look so stupid if you give the Chiefs a player that they used to beat you over the head with again, that literally just for PR purposes, I would have said, yeah, it's not worth it. Here's what they got for it. They moved up about, you know, they moved up from the fourth round to the third round. So they moved up by what, 30 spots or something like that, or it was something like that. So, I would have said it's just not worth it for my dignity, you know, the potential embarrassment. I'll just avoid that. But in a way, I give Brandon Bean credit because he basically shows that he has confidence in his work, right?
Yeah.
We value who we value. We don't think there's anyone there who you can take who's going to terrify us, and we're going to, you know, we're going to trust our board. And I guess I admire the arrogance of that or the confidence of that, but it is terrifying if Xavier Worthy turns out to be, well, you know, the another weapon that destroys the Bills. It will be more misery.
It just so happened to be the fastest guy in NFL history, NFL combine
right.
history, I should say. You should be scared at least a little bit of that. Yeah. I mean, you can't paint that as a good thing.
I mean, it's very possible that, like, the Bills very clearly didn't think he was worth the pick, or they would have taken him, right? I mean, they need a receiver. So they very clearly don't think he's that good. They don't think he's right. worth that pick, or they would have taken him by definition, right? So whatever. I hope they're right. I hope he's awful.
Yeah, there's three names though for the Bills right now. Cooper DeJean, who should be. I think he's a safe pick. I think some people are a little bit worried about him for whatever reason. Maybe because he's a white DB. Hey, I get it. There's not a lot of white DBs out there. But Keon Coleman and Adonai Mitchell too as a wide receivers. The wide receivers they'd be looking at. Where do you want him to go with that pick, or do you really have a?
I mean, I I'll let it play out. Like I'll be fine. Like it'll be a little terrifying to me if they take a non-wide receiver because, you know, their receiving room needed help before they lost Gabe Davis to free agency and Stephon Diggs trading away. You know, they have basically nothing returning. Essentially nothing returning. They have one receiver returning, essentially. And then they go out and sign Curtis Samuel and whatever. They don't have a number one receiver. They don't really even have a number two receiver. They have Curtis Samuel was a number three receiver on the Commanders last year. So I'll be a little nervous if they don't take a receiver because if you look right behind where the Bills pick, there's a lot of teams there that need receivers. The Patriots need a receiver. The Bucks need a receiver. Like, there's a bunch of teams there right then that need receivers. And the Bills pick again later in the second, but it feels like by then all the good receivers might be gone. So, you know, but I guess I'm going to believe that if they pick Cooper DeJean, for example, and he would presumably play safety for the Bills. They don't need a corner. Mm-hmm. He only played one snap at safety at Iowa. Everyone's like, he's a safety.
He can move around, though. He played a lot of positions.
He can, but he played one snap at safety last year and zero the year before. So he can, but all of his snaps were a corner last year. He can return punts, too. He's a great punt returner, and he's a great athlete. And so I won't hate that. I'll just assume they have a plan for getting the wide receivers. And maybe that plan is, you know, Deebo Samuel, or maybe the plan is, you know, Brandon Ayuk, or maybe the plan is, you know, who knows?
Okay.
But it's a little terrifying.
High hopes.
Yeah.
High hopes. I like it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the plan, you know, but I'm going to assume that they have. I'm going to assume they have some plan for, you know, Josh can't throw and catch.
Yeah.
So they're going to need someone to throw to. Where were you on the Falcons? Crazy or
insane?
It was crazy.
I've seen, but what bothered, I'm going to ask you your opinion, but I can rationalize it in one way. Kirk's 35 coming off Achilles surgery. He's not going to be your quarterback forever, but you signed him to win now. You know, you signed him to win now. You just paid him $100 million guaranteed. You're risking pissing him off, bad interpersonal business. And then, you know, Michael Penix is 24. You can't.
Where were you? That's the thing.
You can't let him sit there for 3 years.
Jordan Love was 21. Michael Penix is 24. So you're going to play him when he's 27 as a rookie?
Brandon Weeden. There we go.
So, I mean, where were you on the on Jordan Love and the Packers when it happened, and where are you now?
It made more sense because Aaron Rodgers had fallen out of favor. He's coming off a bad season. You knew he wasn't going to be the quarterback forever, that type of thing. But I don't, to me, everybody making that comparison, I don't think that's a comparison. I don't think it's the same at all. Like, Aaron Rodgers was a franchise cornerstone. Kirk Cousins just got there. And then also, Jordan Love was 21 years old. He had time that you could cook. Right. But by the time he played, he was, what, 24? 24, 25, whatever he is now?
Yeah, they're different.
It's way different to me. I don't like that comparison, to be quite
well,
honest.
Well, I think they're, honestly, they are alike in this way. The argument was, your window is to win now. Why aren't you getting the quarterback help instead of picking his ultimate replacement? Right. That was the argument.
Sure.
That was the argument for the Packers, and that is the argument for the Falcons. It's worse. It's trickier now for all the reasons you said. You literally are just welcoming Kirk Cousins to your franchise. So he is also less established. And the rookie that you're getting is 3 years older. I can absolutely see that halfway through the season, this could be a point of controversy. I think Michael Penix is going to be very popular, right? You know, in a city like Atlanta, I think he's going to be very popular in Atlanta. And so I think it's kind of crazy. If Kirk Cousins pops his Achilles again in the first game, then they'll look smart. And the truth of the matter is, if Michael Penix turns out to be a top 10 quarterback in the league, it'll look smart.
Yes, but I we'll see. Well, he is who he is.
But it seemed crazy to me.
But like,
it certainly did liven up the draft, though, didn't it? Like, here we were, just puttering along, everyone taking who they were supposed to take, and then all of a sudden, whoa! It was, and honestly, it was a fun night. Which one did you watch?
I watched both. I thought Nick Saban. I ended up switching to ABC about halfway through the first round. Nick Saban is so damn good at that.
Exactly what I did. I did. I actually like the ESPN. I like Mel. I like the familiarity of the ESPN broadcast. And so I started watching that one. And I would go over to Saban when there's an Alabama player. But then I realized he was just so good. I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and listen to Saban.
Right.
And I thought when he was talking about Mims and when he was talking about Chop Robinson, for both those guys, he was somewhat critical and in a way that made sense to me. Like that I appreciated the insight. With Chop Robinson, he was just talking about, like, he's not going to be able to make a living just, you know, tearing around the end every, you know, he's going to have to. And with Mims, he's basically said, here's a guy from a little school. Yeah, he played 8 games. He took himself out of the SEC championship game. He came from a little high school, and all he's got by on physical ability, and he's going to have to develop the habits to play, to compete against players who are as good as he is. I just thought he was really good.
Yeah, Chop Robinson's a funny one, though, and he should be critical of it, because Chop Robinson, You have to do more than pass rush, but he wasn't overly good at pass rushing when he was at Penn State. He had like his most sacks he had in a year was 6.5. I didn't get that from the Dolphins. And I know they love edge rushers, but
he seems like a charming guy.
Yeah,
honestly, like a bunch of them did. I will say I thought the players came off. Terry Arnold came off as incredibly dynamic and fun, and obviously Roma Dunze. And Chop Robinson, I thought a lot of them came off as really appealing characters. But I found the whole thing immensely entertaining, even though my team did not end up picking a damn player.
Yeah, what do you think about Caleb Williams and his first sort of introduction to the NFL? I know we've heard a lot from him, but I thought he did well.
I thought he, it's funny because there's been so much written about what a weirdo he is. You know what I mean? You know, like, he goes to the beat of his own drummer, whatever else. And I thought he came off great. Mm-hmm. I honestly, the Bears didn't do, the Bears just did what they were supposed to do. They picked Caleb Williams one, and then Roma Dunze fell to them, and they picked him, and they did what they, but I'd feel pretty, if I were Jason Smith Bears fan, I would feel pretty delighted with the way that all played out.
And I said this already earlier on the show. There's got to be, I mean, Justin Fields is somewhere and there's a hole in the drywall somewhere right next to him. I would be angry looking at how much they're doing for Caleb Williams. That offense looks ridiculous. It's dynamic. It's not just that they have great talented wide receivers, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze. They all complement each other. Rome Odunze plays outside. DJ Moore plays outside. Rome Odunze can sort of do both. And then you have one of the best slots of the last, 5 to 10 years in Keenan Allen. It's just like everything seems to complement each other in that offense. And that O-line's getting better, too, and older.
Yeah, I can totally understand his frustration. It's funny, though, because like Jason was talking about today how much different it is, and it is, for Caleb. He has great faith in that Caleb Williams will be successful because of everything around him, whereas Justin Fields. Here's the other. Let's be clear, though. There is a reason Justin Fields dropped to whatever he dropped to, 13. Teams didn't like him. You know what I mean? A bunch of teams didn't like him. So they are not the equivalent prospects, even apart from what is around them. They are not the same prospects. Everyone would have taken Caleb Williams number one last night, I think. I get that. You know, you certainly get that sense. Justin Fields dropped for a reason. A lot of teams didn't think he was going to be that great. Mm-hmm. So I do think he was done a disservice by the Bears organization.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think he may not be that great.
Yeah, I think that's
we'll see.
Possible.
We'll see.
But he got a really, when he came into the league, he had nobody. And he really didn't have anybody till the very end. DJ Moore, whenever they tried to throw the ball to DJ Moore, it went well. But he didn't have him till the final year of his Bears career. That's tough.
Yes, but he was not great this year. Mm-hmm. If he was great this year, they wouldn't have given him away to the Steelers. There would have been a market for him. There was no market for him this year. And he had someone to throw to this year. No, he did not have the gold-plated situation that Caleb Williams has. He will have. That's very clear.
Yeah. Now, what's funny about the Michael Penix Jr. pick at 8, it definitely insulated the Vikings at 10, taking J.J. McCarthy, and then, of course, the Broncos at 12, certainly overdrafted Bo Nix. It feels like that, like they completely, you know, those two franchises need to thank the Falcons for doing what they did. Because those two picks are probably, like, most people think those are overdrafts, maybe not J.J. McCarthy based on all the intel that we were getting going into the NFL draft. But it feels like those are complete side stories.
That's true. It's also what you would have predicted, though. Like, going into last night, I would have predicted Bo Nix to Denver. I mean, by that point, we knew, didn't we, that they'd like Bo Nix. Even at 12. I thought they were going to take him at 12.
Okay.
I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is going to be good or not, but the fact that he fell to them and they were able to get a pass rusher, they didn't have to give up that second first. I think that really helps the Vikings. You know, the Vikings probably were willing to give up that second first or thought at some point that they might have to get the quarterback they wanted. I agree. They both might be overdrafts.
But that's what we do with quarterbacks.
That's what we do with quarterbacks. And if the end, in the end, if they're good, it won't matter. You know, if they're good, it won't matter that you took them at 12 or if you traded back to take them at 26, right? If they're good, it won't matter. If they're bad, you know, they're bad. You'll throw another dart. It is amazing to me the Commanders. At one point, they put up a chart of former first round picks, quarterback picks that the Commanders / Redskins before had made. Just awful. Like they just
and they're all
after
and they're all like
after another.
They're all
Keith
3 years
Schuller,
apart.
Jason Campbell, like just one after another. RG3
was
obviously
Patrick Ramsey in there.
Patrick Ramsey. It was just like one after. They must have had seven bad first round quarterbacks. So I kind of hope he's going to be good. It is interesting watching his, and you probably would, watching his highlights compared to Caleb Williams. Just the highlight packages. Caleb Williams running around everywhere, you know, whatever. And of course, he had no offensive line. Jaden Daniels is just sitting back there and chucking it. Yeah. Know, I mean, when he takes off, it's with intent and he's fast. But from the pocket, impressive.
And he gets through his reads too. Like he really reads one to two to three, comes back, does that type of thing. I feel like Caleb Williams, it's kind of interesting the conversations around him because I didn't necessarily see him in college get through his progressions like that. Most of the time it was in scramble drill, just waiting for somebody to come open.
Can he on schedule sit back and just, you know, and pick a team apart? It'll be interesting. Jaden Daniels is obviously, you know, slight of build. You, by the way, for Bo Nix, do you count it as a positive or a negative that he had 61 college starts?
Positive. That's experience.
I mean, you. Yeah.
A couple of different offenses too.
Did he only become good because he had so many starts? You know what I mean? Like it was only. It's like we would mark down an NBA player for that, right? We'd give him demerits for that. Whereas a quarterback, we give him pluses.
Did you get a kick out of the Sean Payton PR machine last night too? After the Bo Nix pick,
right.
He said he feels as strongly as he did during the Patrick Mahomes draft when he wanted Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
okay, buddy. All right, that's fine. just get people to push that out for you.
The narrative that they sent him the playbook or some stuff the evening before he met with them, and then he came in and Bo Nix did and just nailed it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I won't be rooting against him. I will be rooting against Drake May. too bad. Seems like a nice guy, but that's, you know, comes from being in the division.
Yeah. By the way, Bill Belichick went after Drake May, and most of the things he's saying were correct. Really correct. What did you think about Bill Belichick?
Well, I did not see
Did you not get to see him?
I've seen some clips subsequently. This morning I was listening to his, his take on the Randy Moss trade, and I've seen some of the stories. But I did not see what he said about Drake May. What did he say?
He basically said he doesn't set his feet. He's got bad footwork, and he's going to have to clean that up.
Right.
You can't just sling it and hope on your arm talent when you get to the NFL. You have to be a lot more clean from the pocket, which is completely fair.
Seems
I think
to be the criticism of Drake May. I've read that.
I think people took it as like, oh, maybe he's spurned by the Pats to a certain extent, and he's going after whoever they draft. And I didn't really view it that way. I viewed it as he's being completely honest. Which we need. We need that.
Yeah. No. I thought Saban was great, and it's going to be interesting because obviously Belichick's going to be on the Manning cast. And for Belichick, though, like for Saban, you get the sense it's just like it's different. He's moved into a new stage of his career. For Belichick, you feel like, yeah, he wants to make money and be whatever. But some of it's also to keep himself front of mind because he wants to coach again, right?
Yeah.
Like part of his motivation for being out front the way he is, I think, is to continue to keep him in the public eye so when some owner wants a new coach, A, they aren't going to be thinking of him as this curmudgeon who's hard to get along with. He'll be the charming guy they just saw on TV. And B, it's just like you keep yourself front of mind. But you know, you don't just go heading off into retirement. He obviously wants to coach again.
But don't you have doubts about somebody actually giving him a job?
Yes,
that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I mean the one where you think it might is Dallas, right?
Okay, maybe
possible if they fall on their faces this year, you think that feels like a possible Jerry Jones.
Well, what I hate to say it, I Mike McCarthy might have his hands tied. This has been a miserable offseason for the Cowboys.
Awful.
And then their pick last night of Tyler Guyton was equally as bad. In my opinion, trading down from where they were to take Tyler Guyton, who started 14 games. It just seems like anybody who plays in the Big 12, the Joneses will draft.
In fairness, the one thing the Cowboys do pretty well is draft, right? I mean, they have done a pretty good job of drafting. So they don't necessarily, with contracts, they haven't handled it particularly well. Coaches, they haven't handled it particularly well. But whether it's, I mean, obviously, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, on and on and on. They've done Dak Prescott getting them where they got him. Although they wanted Paxton, right?
Yeah,
I think they did.
Yeah.
They wanted Paxton that year. But anyway, they've tended to draft well. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will. Now, real quick in the NBA, did you see Dame? He's back in the game, it looks like, for the Bucks. But he went down. I don't know if... If the Bucks lose this first round series to the Pacers, is Doc got to be gone? Is there any way he can survive it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Really? You make another change? Do you give him an off season?
I don't know. I think Darvin Ham's over with. I think that's done.
Yeah, that's very clearly
that's
over.
Way over.
That could not be more over. Yeah.
Yes.
And it feels like you know, Anthony Davis saying. There are times when, in a game when we don't know what we're doing at either end. Well, that's not a great, it feels like there. But it's also like you just can't. You're getting swept again. You just can't run it back. Like, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe you're just happy. You've got a legend on your team, one of the all-time great players, and you're happy to just, make it to the play-in. And lose in the first round. Maybe that's the way it's going to go for the Lakers until LeBron retires.
Well, Trae Young. We've already seen a bunch of Lakers fans do the edits and throw him in a Lakers jersey like they do with every star that ever existed. So we'll see. But Jeff, I appreciate it, man.
Have a good
Thanks.
Weekend.
You have a good weekend as well. That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins. On X, Daily Memphian columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Oxbow family-owned and operated retail store that's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. Get over to 964 June Road off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco Station. They have everything you want. It's a great place to go find a gift for a loved one, and they can ship that stuff. I'll get to shopoxbow.com in just a second. But get over to 964 June Road. It's a two-story storefront. You're going to love what you see when you get in there. They have Earl the dog in there. Go pet him and say Gabe sent you. But they have the best clothing and the best brands. Genteel, Free Fly, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Maine. They have hunting and outdoor essentials. They have vintage vinyl if you're a music lover. They have sports memorabilia if you collect cards. They have that stuff in there as well. And if you like to go tailgate, they have the best tailgating gear. They have cups, coolers, koozies, tumblers, anything your heart desires sits right there. And it's a kind, courteous staff as well at 964 June Road, off Poplar on June Road, behind the Amoco Station. But if you don't want to go in-store, you can go online. ShopOxbow.com is where you can find them. And when you fill up that shopping cart, there's going to be a spot to put in a promo code. And in that promo code space, make sure you put in The Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, The Gabe Show. And what that promo code will do for you is give you 20% off your online order at ShopOxbow.com. But whether you're going online or in store at 964 June Road, remember to shop local, shop Oxbow. More of the Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So because of the NBA playoff triple header we have tonight, we had a 4:30 start time, and the Bucks and Pacers are going at it right now. There's about 1:44 left in the second quarter. They're about to be at halftime. Pacers up 62-52, And there's some interesting things going on right now. Now, we know because of reporting done earlier this week from Woj and Shams that Giannis is still not running or scrimmaging for the Bucks. So a return for him would have to be way later in the playoffs, but they have to get past the Pacers. But today, as of a few minutes ago, Dame Lillard turned his ankle pretty severely. Now, he's in the game and he's moving around relatively well, but I can tell you, this was not the normal roll your ankle. This was inside out. This was his foot moving to the outside of his leg, not it rolling inside. And usually that sort of high ankle sprain territory, I know that all too well from my days at the University of Memphis. I had to play on two of them my entire sophomore year. They're very, very painful. I'd imagine that once he leaves the arena tonight, it will be hellacious pain he's dealing with. But it looks like he's moving relatively well. Now, I asked, because what we're seeing right now is the Pacers up 65-52, and it's 1-1. If they take the lead here, it could be scary hours for the Milwaukee Bucks, but they've been trending this way, trending pretty badly down the stretch of the season. And I asked the question to Jeff, can Doc survive it if they get knocked out in the first round by the Pacers? So I'm going to pose that to you, Connor. I know that it makes it harder to move on from a coach when you already moved on from a coach in season, from Adrian Griffin in his first year. But when you look at what Doc Rivers has done, especially if he gets knocked out in the first round of these playoffs, I don't know if you can go forward with that experiment any longer. I guess the case you could make is that he didn't have a full year with him. Maybe if he has a full off season, it'll be a little bit better. But they have trended in the complete opposite direction of where they wanted to go since hiring Doc Rivers. And I don't know if you can keep going with that experiment with a win-now team like they have with two superstars in Dame Lillard and Giannis. You don't want to anger them.
It would ultimately come down to what Giannis wants to happen. But in my personal opinion, I don't think that Doc Rivers should have gotten that job in the first place.
Right.
And I don't think he is the answer for the Milwaukee Bucks. The things that they brought in Doc to do, he simply has just not been able to do. Now, to be fair to Doc, they have a lot of roster issues. They just don't have a roster to get it done right now. Giannis being out, they are just not a great team right now. Dame is playing through injury now. Chris Middleton's having to play through injury. He's actually turning back the clock a little bit tonight. Like, he's having
he's
a phenomenal game. He's
so
got 19 points. It's basically Chris Middleton versus Obi Toppin and Miles Turner, which everybody predicted going into this game. I would take a look at who you could possibly get if you're the Bucks. Maybe don't fire Doc immediately, but maybe like go through the grapevine and see if anybody may be interested in coaching the Milwaukee Bucks. Ultimately, they should have never fired Bud. Never should have fired him.
Right. Adrian Griffin, I still feel a type of way about it, but he did lose the locker room and he lost the faith of the superstar.
Sure.
In Giannis, and you can't survive that. They make more than you.
I can't believe.
They mean more.
I really can't believe. So I saw the Dame injury live.
I can't believe he's moving around. I can't believe he's moving around as well.
It looked really bad. And his reaction to it was scary.
Originally we thought knee, but it looks to be ankle.
Because he went down and immediately grabbed his knee, and it looked bad. And then he was hopping around. You know, he couldn't walk. They took him to the locker room. And then I looked up again. I'm like, how is Dame in this game?
I can say from experience, and it depends how severe it was, but when you roll your ankle in that way, that's high ankle sprain territory. And that move, that moves up your calf, up your whole lower leg. That is not a fun injury to have, and it's lingering. And it's really tough. You have to run up and down the floor. He has to facilitate offense. This could be tough for them.
He is 2-for-9.
Honestly, you could lose a little bit of lift on your jumper, although he doesn't have a whole bunch of lift on his jumper. If he is not full go, if he is struggling and he's limping around and it gets bad overnight, it's over for the Bucks.
So
I can't see them being able to weather this storm and win this series if Damian Lillard is hobbled.
Here's the interesting thing about it. Dame has looked okay on the offensive end. He's 2-for-9, but he's looked okay. He's still able to facilitate.
He's moving around okay.
Here's the problem, though. It's defensively.
Yeah.
He's getting cooked all of a sudden.
Well, he always gets
cooked. But for real, Tyrese Halliburton has 11 assists.
Yeah. That's good.
And they're getting wide open threes because he can't move. He's moving okay, but he's not moving great. So I'm curious to see how it is at halftime when his adrenaline drops a little bit. if that pain's going to start setting in.
Now we have two more games tonight, Clippers-Mavs. I think that's going to be a knock-em-down, drag-em-out.
It's going to be a boxing match.
I love that series.
Love
it's my
it.
Favorite series of the first round. And then Timberwolves-Suns, I don't buy into the Suns at all. I think it's a terrible matchup. The problem is, I think the biggest problem you're seeing with the Suns is, one, they don't have a facilitator. And you have Bradley Beal on ball and Devin Booker on ball, and you have to do ISO, a whole bunch of ISO stuff. The other thing is Yusuf Nurkic versus Naz Reid, Karl Anthony Towns, and Rudy Gobert is just a bloodbath. Yusuf Nurkic stands no chance at being physical with those guys. He's a relatively physical center, but he has no chance.
The defensive stopper, Nurkic, that they brought
Yusuf
in,
Nurkic?
He was
yeah.
the missing key.
Yes.
The reason they don't have a point guard, because they decided – Nurkic was the answer?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm totally shocked.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But let's go ahead and grab a break, and we'll wrap up hour number two with Small Talk coming up next.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now with the NFL Draft, we have guys that get in front of the mic and speak to their hometown media for the first time. So I want to go out to Malik Nabers, number 6 overall pick to the New York Giants. The New York Giants, new wide receiver. He was asked about his new quarterback. Have you been around him? And also, what do you think about him?
Talked with Daniel Jones yet?
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones. He was just like, you know, I'm happy that you're here. You know, we're gonna hit the ground running, you know, and then learn. He's gonna learn about me. I'm gonna learn about him, and we're gonna get together.
I know it's very early, but what do you make of him as a quarterback?
You know, I'll wait till I get here to see, you know, all that. I'm just happy to be here. Great organization, you know, here. So I'm just happy to be here.
Oh my God, he can't even bring himself to say, "Oh, great quarterback, really good, talented guy." Oh,
what do you think
gosh.
Of him as quarterback? He is a quarterback.
He does play quarterback for the New York Giants. That's ridiculous. I mean, I remember this year, Jets guys, Jets players talking themselves into Zach Wilson, Garrett Wilson, and Alan Lazard, and all these guys coming to his defense. Aaron Rodgers coming to Zach Wilson's defense, even though it's very obvious he stinks, right? Sauce Gardner coming to Zach Wilson's side. Malik Nabers can't even bring himself to say, "Oh, he's a talented quarterback. Really want to get around the guy." He said, "We'll see when I get there." What do you think of him as a quarterback? Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Your new teammate trying to make a good impression, and you're like, I can't say he's a good player because I don't believe that. He's not telling a lie. And sidebar, did he say Daniel Jones?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
I think he said Daniel Jones. Classic mix-up.
That's definitely what he said.
Classic mix-up. But that's hilarious. I can't get over that. I mean, as a teammate, you're supposed to just lift up guys around you. Right? I know he hasn't signed yet, but he is part of the New York Giants now. You're supposed to lift these guys up. They lobbed you a softball to say, "Oh, I really like him as a quarterback, got a really good skill set." And Malik Nabers is like, "Nah, let me work with him first." That's so bad. It's so bad.
How much Daniel Jones tape do you think he has watched, if any?
Zero. Zero. Daniel Jones had a decent year 2 years ago. Last year, hurt and not good. Hurt and not good. They need a new quarterback. But I will say, I think Giants fans are just over the moon that they didn't move on from Daniel Jones and get J.J. McCarthy. I think they're happy about that. But that's all you can say. No one's convinced he's a guy, right? No one's. You can't hold out any more hope for him, right?
Daniel Jones?
You can't.
No.
Like, it's over. It's been over.
He's fine.
Quite a while. But he did get $35 million a year? Good work if you can get it. Good work if you can get it. Hour number three is coming up next. We'll start it with Paul Feinbaum. He's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.